Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by AnaBots. We build AI with heart. Our trained AI sales and support assistants work 24/7 to increase sales, reduce costs, and free up your time so you can focus on growing your business. If you want to install a 24/7 near human sales and support team in your business, go to anabots.ai to learn more. We have 100% free options and low-cost options to fit any budget. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Jacob Letourneau. Jacob is a business development manager and AI community integrator at Stand.ai. They're revolutionizing community and property management while maximizing profits. Revolutionizing is always a really hard word for me. So, Jacob, welcome to the show. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your business?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Anna. Super excited to be on it. Our business is AI, so it's getting reshaped almost on a daily basis, and that's really cool to see. So really basic, what we do is just take on a community in the United States mainly, and we would implement AI solutions into that community. So long story short, the residents can text an AI bot called Stan, get an answer to their question, whether that's something about their account balance or maybe just they have a complaint that their neighbor's dog pooped on their lawn. Then they can send it into Stan. Stan can answer it, and that's AI. So it's really cool to see because a lot of people don't realize they're using AI on a daily basis, and they're using it with, Siri, ChatGPT, Meta AI now, and we're really revolutionizing it by making it super specific to property management, community association management. So it's really cool to see that progression of AI come through and be specific to the use case that you need it to be.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that even Netflix sells us, oh, you might like this. That's AI. Or I have a Roomba that I love, and that's also AI. So, Jacob, where do you think that AI might go?
So what we see happening is right now it's really like cloud-based. It's not quite yet at the point where it's taking people's positions, but that is going to be the future, at least in our industry. So it's going to be able to be called an agent, and I'm sure you've kind of been in this space for a while. That's going to be the next word that you're going to hear a lot is agentic workflows. So that way you have an agent that's specific to you, and that would help you with a specific task. So that's where I see things going, but also putting real world data into the knowledge base of the AI. So for example, with property management, you could have something like your landscaping, where it knows that every second week, the landscaper needs to come in and water the grass. So the AI can then prepare all the equipment for the landscaper to come in and have that really mix in with the online world and having a human component or almost a real world component to AI.
So Jacob, I can tell that you've been in the space for a while. What are some general concerns or misunderstandings that you've heard that you would like to
So I hear
debunk?
a lot, and the people that I talk to the most are usually in their 50s and 60s. We even like fax some of our clients. That's how they are in the tech world. So they're not super tech savvy, and usually they're afraid of it. So the biggest thing I hear is, I'm going to lose my job. I might lose my wife, my partner.
My
They take
wife.
it. And then they're just scared that it's going to actually take over the world. That's like the biggest thing, right? And you hear people like Elon and whatnot talk about it, even Sam Altman. The way that we see it, it's not ever going to be that way with guardrails and everything going on. But it will get very good at doing tasks is the biggest thing. Knowledge-based tasks and just general tasks. So I don't think it's going to take anyone's partners yet, but it might be starting to take some certain jobs, like I mentioned before. So that's kind of where we see things going.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that before. I've heard it a lot. Like, people are scared of AI, or people are scared of AI taking their jobs. But in reality, I think that who's going to take your job is not AI, it's someone who knows how to use AI. I've never heard the it's going to take my wife away. That's a first, and I will have to do more research on that. But anyways, let's get tactical. So, what is one practical application that you use AI in your business?
Yeah, so I do sales for our business. So the main thing that I use AI for is really to brainstorm ideas. So maybe I'm writing an email and I just need help to reword the email in a better tone, a professional tone. Personally, I'm bilingual. My first language is French. So I actually flip a lot of my languages just because I learned it in French and English is usually reverse. So that helps me there a lot. And then in general, for research, it's great, right? Anytime I need to find information on a prospect, or if I want to do content, I can have the AI do research and then I put my spin to it and put my human touch to it. So that's usually how I use it. And same with our team, that's how they use it as well.
How about in your personal life? How do you use AI?
So I was just having this chat with my team. I would consider myself probably one of the top percentage of people that use AI on a daily basis. So I use AI probably 2 hours a day, I'd say. And that goes from writing a book, because if I have a thought and I want to write a book, I'm not an author, I've never written a book, but I've been able to write two books with AI just like that. If I need help with recipes, I have two dogs. If I want to know something about how I can help them walk better or stop barking, everything that I go to usually Google for, I now go to AI for first. So that's really my biggest use case is just running ideas through it and then getting the information back.
Yeah, you know what? Now that you mention it, I don't think that I use Google a lot anymore. I use AI, like for instance, ChatGPT or language models like those. I use them every day. And what I like that I commented this with a friend and she told me that's creepy. But I don't think it's creepy. I think it's pretty awesome. My ChatGPT knows everything about me. And now it wishes me luck whenever I have some thing come going on. Calls me by my name, talks to me about my kid, and it's I don't know. I think it's pretty awesome. I want to go back to the it's going to take over some jobs or replace some jobs, because I want to mention something. I think that more than replacing jobs, it's going to make us evolve into different kinds of jobs.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I think it's gonna create, like what you said, it's not there to replace the employee, it's there to make them a super employee. So it's gonna create these kind of really cool positions where you're gonna come in and you're gonna use your expertise as maybe an HR manager, but you'll be the AI HR manager that can run the HR department with two or three team members instead of 10. And you have AI as kind of your biggest team member in the background there. So that's what I see happening. And I think you guys have that same sentiment from what I can tell.
Yes, well said. So Jacob, tell us what you about you, who you serve, and how can people reach out to you?
So I'm the business development manager at Stan AI. I also have my real estate license, so I understand the pains that property managers go through. And that's why I joined this company about 5 months ago. So I'm fairly new to the company. Our company's been around for 5 years. We're in 1.5 million homes in the United States. And like I said, our main claim to fame is that we handle any resident questions coming in for the property management company or the community association management company. We also automate workflows, which is kind of the new thing that's happening with AI, having it attached to certain softwares, property management software. So that's our big claim to fame. And really, what I do is I sell it. So I just play around with AI all day. I have fun with it, do demos, have AI speak like Taylor Swift in a Yoda accent, things like that. So that's what I do. And that's what we do at Stan AI.
That's awesome. A brother from Annabuts. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Jacob Letourneau, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting stan.ai. Stan.ai. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of expertise and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 80 to 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team that actually has a heart for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.